My grace is enough for thee. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Benevolence is the virtue in which we will good for other people. But St. Thomas says that while this is a virtue, it does not suffice to actually producing good works, because we need another virtue, and that is called benignity or beneficence. And that's the virtue by which we not only will good for other people, but that we actually do good for other people. And we wish that other people would enjoy the good of the tradition. That is, out of benevolence, we want other people to enjoy the tradition, including the Mass and the traditional devotions and sacraments and things of this sort. But in order for us to be truly benign and benevolent, we have to reject any sense of what is something that is starting to affect the traditional movement. And we know that we are not Gnostics. This Gnosticism, which is affecting some in the traditional movement, is a heresy which glories in secret knowledge. Many traditionalists are acting like Gnostics as if only they possess or can possess true knowledge of the faith. We do not possess the knowledge which other people should not possess. We do not possess the knowledge which only suits us to possess. We do not possess the knowledge which we do not want other people to know, because that is contrary to charity. It ought to be our earnest desire that all people would worship God in a becoming manner, and it is for this reason that we wish that all people would come to the traditional Latin Mass. I would therefore enjoin every parishioner to invite 5 people over the course of the next year, or more if your circumstances allow it, but to invite 5 people over the course of the next year who they believe would be open to the traditional Latin Mass to attend Mass here. And this will be part of our beneficence, that is, our benignity, insofar as we invite other people to come, that is, we want to do good for them, and this invitation is a good work. But we only possess the knowledge of the tradition, and we only appreciate its value because we have received a grace from God which is purely gratuitous. Other people are more morally upright than us, and have not received this grace. And they will not come or appreciate what they see, that is, those we invite, if we do not do our part to merit the graces for them to see the value of the tradition. Again, this grace is gratuitous, and for this we ought to be thankful to God. It is gratuitous because there is nothing that we did to merit it, but God gave us this grace, and so we see. In like manner, this grace can also be taken from us if we abuse it, and one of the ways that we can abuse it is by not trying to propagate the good which God has given to us. Therefore, for those who we invite to attend, I would enjoin you to do some type of prayer and penance so that they may receive the grace to see the value and become regular parishioners here. If you invite them and they come, but they are not sure whether they want to stay, continue doing the prayer and penance, but then offer to them the traditionalist challenge, which consists in this. Tell them, go exclusively to the old Mass for 2 months. Do not attend the new Mass during those 2 months, unless it's necessary to fulfill your Sunday obligation or a holy day of obligation. But do not attend the new Mass during those 2 months, and then after the 2 months, go back to the new Mass and then come and tell you which rite of Mass that they would prefer to go to. And there is a reason we want to do this. People's sensibilities change in the course of 2 months. It takes 3 weeks to corrupt a habit, and 3 more weeks in order to develop a habit. And so we give it 2 months so that we are assured that in the process of that, their intellectual habits will begin to change, and then as a result, their sensibilities and ways of thinking will begin to change. Between the actual graces which you obtain for them by your prayers and mortification, and the Catholic faith which they have, many of them will see the value of the tradition and remain. It ought to be our desire to pack this church with faithful Catholics who attend Mass regularly and who receive the sacraments regularly, but we must be willing to do our part in order to achieve this. The statue which is before me is Our Lady of Good Success, and so we ought to pray to Our Lady that we may have the success in this regard. Mary, help of Christians, pray for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.